telling discovery indicates Neanderthals collected fossils. A Neanderthal cave in northern Spain has yielded 15 marine fossils, indicative that our extinct ancestors might have been collectors, just like we are with certain small objects and memorabilia. Though no extensive evidence is in place to track these discoveries, there is definitely a sense that Neanderthal children practiced this advanced cognition, requiring everyday items to be imbued with symbolic meaning. Collectors with sharp cognition. Neanderthals weren't apish. The constantly unresolved debate about purported Neanderthal intelligence rests on a spectrum, and while gathering seems like basic behavior, it is indicative of both abstract thought and a complex imagination. What can thus be gleaned is also that hoarding and collecting predated anatomically modern humans, thus adding further gravitas to the debate. Top 10 myths about Neanderthals. How rabbits led to Neanderthal extinction in Iberia and elsewhere. The authors of the study published in the journal Quaternary write, "The Prado Vargas cave hoard is unprecedented because most assemblages that have historically been found consist of just one or two items at best. Taken together with the remains of Neanderthal children found at the site, the researchers speculate that the collection patterns are reminiscent of modern children, who like to amass stickers, seashells, and even bottle tops. Thus, similar behavior has been attributed to Neanderthal children." Neanderthal public relations, from misconceptions to more confusion. New research suggests Neanderthal children played with toy axes. There are, in fact, numerous instances of the ancient species producing art, caring for the elderly and disabled, and developing religious practices, including worshiping a bear cult. Time and again, the ape-like Neanderthal stereotype, slow, dumb, not as cognitively sharp, has created a damaged understanding of our ancestral past, but more and more research is appending this. Neanderthals across Europe, a hoarding behavior pattern. Just last year, it was learnt that Neanderthals living 70,000 years ago hoarded and deposited the skulls and horns of huge animals, including bison, wild bulls, deer, rhinoceros. 35 skulls in total were recovered. Other deposits from Europe, like Cueva Anton in Murcia, show perforated shells used as ornaments found from the Cueva de los Avions. Neanderthals at sites like the Berniquel Cave in France appear to have deliberately collected mineral formations, such as stalactites and manganese dioxide blocks, while evidence from other sites in Europe shows that Neanderthals collected bird feathers and claws, likely for decorative or symbolic purposes. With numerous examples that support this hypothesis, we can perhaps gauge that Neanderthals were perhaps the first collectors. The fossils have been dated to between 39,400 and 54,600 years ago, from a time and place with no Homo sapiens presence. The writers observe that. What is curious, of course, is that the flora and fauna are from cold and humid conditions, with the presence of pines acting as fuel and a diet based on deer, goats, and other animals. These fossils, mainly mollusks and echinoderms, do raise questions about what the purpose could be in a place so far from the sea. By Sahir Pandey.